Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Hi everyone, this is Gavin, VK4ZZ, Secretary of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. I'm here today with some sad news. Notification has been received that George Smith, ex-VK4 Golf Sierra, has gone silent key. Ross, VK4RO, a very good friend of George, noted that George went silent key on Saturday the 26th of February, following a very long illness. George was a long-time former member of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club, travelling from his home QDH at Guru with Ross to Townsville to attend club meetings. His main line of work was accountancy, working with the Horton Mill Supply Committee, which used to coordinate Invicta, Pioneer and Calamere sugar mills. However, he and his wife Norma also got into the hospitality industry, owning and running the Shamrock Motel in Queen Street Air, now called the Plantation Park Motor Inn, with George still doing his job with the committee. A leg amputation following a shotgun accident did not stop George still doing the motel business and the committee accountancy work, and in 1969, when the club decided that a magazine was required to record happenings and to inform members, George put up his hand to be the first editor for what is now known as the magazine of renown, Backscatter. George found a skerrick of time to join in on the boom mode of operating during the late 1960s and most of the 1970s, 6 metres single sideband DXing, utilising a Yaesu FT200 with a FTV650 transverter and a 6-element Yagi 25 feet to be part of the fun. In retirement, George moved to Townsville to be closer to medical facilities, and towards the end of his life, George was a resident at the Good Shepherd Hospice in Douglas. George's celebration of life was conducted at the Lakes Chapel in Townsville on Friday afternoon, the 4th of March, with family, friends, colleagues and radio amateurs, marvelling in the full life he led and agreeing that in his passing he'll be sorely missed. Valet George Smith, ex-VK4 Golf Sierra, silent key. For Q News, this is Gavin, VK4ZZ.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
At the next meeting of the Darling Downs Radio Club Incorporated, Paul, VK4CPS, will present From the Hands of Mankind Come the Satellites, talking about the development and functions of orbiting satellites. To hear Paul and catch up with local amateurs, come to the community venues, Level 3 City Library Building on Victoria Street, Toowoomba. The presentation will be at 7:30pm, 14th March. This is Dougal, VK4EKA, for the Darling Downs Radio Club, Inc.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Welcome to the joys of autumn with balmy weather and gentle breezes in this subtropical paradise. I'm sorry, but that isn't the proper greeting for so many people in the central parts through to southern New South Wales, with memories of the 1974 Brisbane area floods and the 2011 floods and more. It is a sad time watching the television reports of the forces of nature and La Niña washing away so many supports and memories of so many people. The terrible thing is that people continue to die in these weather events. Our thoughts are with you. It has been an interesting week of education for me, with an article on space weather grasping my attention. Then the ABC Catalyst program was devoted to the subject, and particularly to the effect of coronal mass ejections, or CMEs. As users of the upper atmosphere to get our radio signals around the globe, this documentary is perhaps close to required viewing. Expanding on the history and effects of CMEs that have been recorded from the Carrington event of the 19th century to the present day capacity for monitoring, this is something worth an hour of our time. If you enter Carrington event into your preferred search engine, you can find multiple entries which go into various levels of detail. The important take-home message is that a major CME reaching Earth could let all the magic smoke out of so much of the electronics technology that we depend on. Goodbye internet, computers, radios, avionics, engine management systems, and where would we be without a protective Faraday cage? This is just something to ponder. Did I hear someone say, keep a vintage transceiver that uses valves and a generator without electronics? Of course, the other situation that we have to consider is that the one facing the world in crisis over the invasion of Ukraine. With at least 30 countries applying sanctions and giving aid to Ukraine, there is the implicit threat to those countries' cybersecurity by way of retaliation by Russia, targeting infrastructure such as electricity generation and supply, water purification and reticulation, and disrupting communication systems, including transport, would cause extreme anxiety to the population. With such dependence on computing and IT, the world has become more vulnerable to attacks, and attacks on systems maintained behind poor security walls. We have even seen the plans of the new intelligence headquarters in Canberra stolen before construction was complete. Should access to the internet be prevented, many commercial and proprietary radio modes and encrypted communication links would be rendered useless. The world-linking digital modes that come with so many new VHF and UHF radios would not be there to use. I remember reading that in the race for superiority between the Soviet regime and the US military, there were great guffaws when a captured MiG aircraft was found to contain avionics based around thermionic valves. It was later realized and confirmed from sources in the USSR that the humble radio valve had one advantage over the newer, weight-reducing solid-state equipment. Should there be a nuclear explosion, the tube equipment would survive the electromagnetic pulse, and the transistors would be extinct. Interesting times. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.